welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Our guest today is California-based rider Debbie Rosen, who recently won the CIC three-star at the Woodside Gold Cup, and she joins us now from her training center in Calabasas, California. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Well, I'm not as well as you. I mean, you're on a winning on a winning form, aren't you?
It was a great weekend, I have to say. It was fantastic.
And this is your dear old partner, the Alchemist. How long have you had him now?
It's coming up on 8 years, believe it or not.
Yeah. And you've traveled a few miles with that pony, haven't you?
We've been around. We've been to the East a bunch and up to Montana a bunch and seen pretty much the whole country together.
Now, what had you done with him this year before you got to Woodside? Because obviously, being California-based, this was going to be the highlight of your fall season, wasn't it, taking him there?
Well, you know, you would think. I actually had put him on the market last fall. I wasn't feeling particularly well. I wasn't riding particularly well. And I thought that I was pretty much done, actually, to be honest. And I had investigated a couple of opportunities of riders to pass him on to. One of them was James Atkinson, a Canadian rider. James rode him brilliantly, but the logistics of the sale, did not work out. And, so then I went a young rider route and ultimately that young lady, decided to quit riding, at the last minute. So I ended up with him again. The young rider was with me, so he never left. But then I had him, and I thought I was feeling a bit better, actually a lot better. I think I'm probably the healthiest I've been in a long time. And I thought that one could do far worse than to have a nice four-star horse to be able to practice one's skills on. So I actually just took him out for the first time in September of this year. I ran the Copper Meadows Advanced, and that went quite well, and decided to just go to Woodside. So really, it was a bit of a lark, to be honest.
Well, that's the way to enjoy your eventing, isn't it?
I actually can say I had the best time the last couple of months than perhaps ever. It really was fun.
So when you got to Woodside then, he was obviously on crack because he did everything you needed him to.
You know, I have had the unique opportunity first to have James sit on him for a few months, and very hard to say no to that 6'4" Canadian boy. He's quite a good hand with a horse, and some of the issues that I had were really just in the line of obedience, and James fixed that quite a bit for me. And then I have had a unique opportunity over the year and a half to just sit and watch some of my colleagues or all of my colleagues ride, and we have some very good riding out here, but not a great deal of time to watch and learn from it. So I got to watch a lot, particularly James Allison is one of my favorites, and really, really investigate where perhaps I was going so wrong. And change some things, and it went quite well. So I have no complaints about that.
Well, a lovely way to round off the season. Well, I'm saying round off the season, but being in California, there is a lot more to do yet. What are you planning for the rest of the season and for 2014, Debbie?
Well, he's going to go on winter break now. I, having not had a plan this year, we were a bit too close to the three-star at Galway to condition properly. So even though he tends to be a rather fit horse and doesn't take much, I just thought it best not to push anymore. And we'll come out again, and we have a pretty early start to our season, so winter and spring. And Rolex is definitely on the radar. So if I'm riding well and things are going well, I will probably take another stab at it, see if I can improve my performance a bit.
How many times will you have been to Rolex?
I have completed Rolex twice. I've completed twice. I've entered four times.
Right. So so he knows his way around Rolex too, doesn't he?
He does, and that has been a bit of the challenge in the last few times I've gone out, because he is has been in the past a bit of a nappy guy when he knows where the barn is. But again, in watching other people and watching myself, I really think it's all about kicking and not pulling, and I think perhaps I've pulled once too often. And when I don't, it seems to go quite a bit better. So I think that's going to be my plan, and I'll stick to it, hopefully.
What other horses do you have, Debbie, and what are you doing with them?
I am fortunate enough to have signed on about a year ago now to ride for Sunsprite Warmblood. So I rode a horse for them last year that was sold, and I just started riding another filly for them who will debut in the spring. And I also have a lovely Dutch mare that will move up to prelim that I'm just crazy about, that was purchased by a client who is doing some service work in Africa. So I get to ride on that horse for a couple of years. So that's very exciting. I've cut a bunch of mares and some nice ones. I'm pretty excited.
So how many horses altogether then do you have in your charge?
It averages, we keep it around 20 clients and horses. I'll have I think 4 to compete from the start of the year, and then the rest are client owned and ridden.
And do you do some teaching as well?
Yes, I do a lot of teaching. I do, my program primarily is private based, so it's individual attention. I do mostly private lessons and tailored programs. I have about, right now it's about 30-70 amateur adult to juniors and young riders. I have a couple girls trying out for the young rider squad this year next year for Area 6. So, yeah, it keeps me very busy.
Yeah, it certainly does. Now, do you have anything else on your to-do list, apart from going back to Rolex, Debbie?
I have to go back in for a bit more surgery, which is, you know, I've been postponing it for a while. But hopefully that will just be, that's part of why I haven't been feeling so well. There are some effects of the radiation that are complicating my life at the moment that need to get taken care of. And once that's taken care of, I expect to be just, you know, bionic, hopefully. That's my plan anyway. And so that's my next couple months will be resolving those issues and getting ready for next year.
Well, that will give you a competitive edge if you're bionic, because I don't think there's any referee rules against that, is there?
No, I've checked. So.
well, good for you, Debbie. Obviously, as enthusiastic as ever about the sport, and I want to wish you the very best of luck for the rest of this year and for the season to come, and hopefully we'll be seeing you back at the Kentucky Horse Park next spring.
Thank you, Chris, so much. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
As well as listening to these podcasts on the USEA website, you can also download them from iTunes. I'm Chris Stafford, and until the next time, enjoy your eventing.